Hey, and welcome to Saturate with your host, gospel singer, and Bible teacher, Chris Norman. Saturate is a program where we study to show ourselves approved, not ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. So grab your Bible and study along with us as we dig deeper in order to expose a lot of erroneous preconceived ideas about God's word. As we prepare to study, let's pray. Father, thank you for making your word available to us, and thanks for the Holy Spirit's anointing to discern what we read today. In Jesus' name, amen. And now, here's your host, Chris Norman.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Saturate today. It's a great day in the house of the Lord. I hope you are ready to study. Get your Bible. Let's open it to Ephesians. That's where we're going to start. We're going to hit a bunch of scriptures today, so we want to get you to hone up your rapid fire skills today as we get into the Bible. I want to start off with this song, Brian Courtney Wilson. You're going to like this song. It's a long song, but this is a blessing called Grace, Mercy, and Peace. Please enjoy this.
May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. Peace, peace.
May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace.
I pray you receive that tonight, and may you always find more room around God's feet, where there is rest tonight for every woman, man, boy, and girl. I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. No matter the highs and the lows, the seasons of life may bring, I pray the Spirit of God
is revealed
and us to grace and marvelous things, whether we stay standing side by side or circumstance determines our goodbye. I pray we are blessed, blessed in the city. And I believe I can see it on you too. I receive it, and I believe I can see it on you too.
I receive it, and I believe I can see it on you too.
I receive it, I receive it. And I believe I can see it on you. Let's take our time tonight, so we don't miss anybody who needs this grace and mercy. Grace, mercy, and peace. I believe I can see it on you too. Oh,
grace, mercy, and peace. This world, rest from the cares of this world. You ought to lay your burden down and rest from the cares. That heavy load will not serve you on this narrow way. You ought to rest. You ought to rest, you ought to rest, you ought to rest, you ought to rest. Rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl,
I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and
grace, mercy, and peace, folks. The older I get, the more I need each one of those in abundance, especially peace, my friend. Of course, can't do without grace, can't do without mercy. My goodness. Today, we want to start in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. It ought to be very familiar scripture to you. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath foreordained that we should walk in them. And we're going to talk about predestination and some different things. But mostly I wanted to touch on this subject. I want to get a little bit more in depth on it. We've touched on it before. But are you eternally secure? Now, you know, we attribute different religions, different denominations with us. They, you know, that such and such denomination, they are believers in, you know, once saved, always saved, or they believe you can lose your salvation, or Well, we want to at least get God's word on the subject, and you be, you know, the Bible says you should test all the spirits. And I know exactly what I believe, and I'm not going to hammer it on you, but you're going to get the gist of what I believe, I'm sure, because I'm going to try to show you what I believe in the scripture, and I hope and pray that I'm not taking it out of context in any way. God help me not do that. That's why we want to hit a lot of different scriptures, okay? Number one, salvation, in my opinion, cannot be lost because it's a free gift. Now, I want to use this word, and I hope I'm not politically incorrect to the point that it offends somebody. I want to explain how it works. You've heard the old saying, an Indian giver. We don't say that anymore because it hurts people's feelings. But the term came from the 18th century, back when the settlers came to the United States, and it was a cultural misunderstanding between the indigenous American Indians that lived on in this land and the Europeans that came over. Europeans had a more of a idea that a gift was an undeserved, unmerited thing that you just gave just because you wanted to give somebody something. And I believe that still holds today, but the cultural norm in the day for the American Indians was that a gift was part of building a relationship between two tribes or two groups of people. And the way it worked is you give a gift and they expected a reciprocal gift to be given in return. And it was a shared matter. And if you didn't use or you didn't return a gift, then they took it back. Well, that's where that came from. I just wanted you to know. Well, I want you to know today, folks, God's not giving something that he's going to take back. It's a free gift. If you accept it, you accept it. And the way you do accept it is by trusting in the Savior, Jesus Christ, and recognizing, and you do this by going into the Old Testament and looking at the law and letting the law do its perfect work, and it'll bring you to an end of yourself and show you that you cannot save yourself. We are wretched, dirty, rotten sinners. The old saying is, I'm a sinner saved by grace, and I'm learning something a little more and more every day, folks. I used to say, well, I was a sinner, but now I'm saved by grace, and that's true. But folks, today, without Jesus Christ, I'm just as much a dirty, rotten sinner as I ever was. Every single day, I am saved by grace. And on that day when he comes and I see him face to face, I will make it into heaven because he, you know, if you use any other word except the third person, him, he, you missed it. It's by his grace, mercy, and peace. That's why that Brian Courtney song meant so much to me. When you look at Titus chapter 3, verse 3 through 8, it says, for we ourselves also are sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hurting one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God and Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. There again, it is a free gift, folks. And you have the right to accept it. You know, somebody said, when you say, is it eternal or can you forfeit it? Can you forfeit your gift? I'll say this. I believe with all of my heart, a person that wants Jesus Christ, you know, the Holy Spirit comes into the world to do three things: to convince the world of sin, to convince us, the children, of righteousness, and of course, to let the devil know he's been judged. Well, here's the thing. If you still want to live in the world, if you still want the world's ways, if you still enjoy going out to those old nightclubs, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and we were talking about the way we used to do things, and we'd say, yeah, we just went and got drunk, and we just, you know, and the end of it was we got a horrible hangover, took 2 or 3 days to recover from it, and boy, wasn't we having fun. Oh, my goodness. What a horrible life. He said to me, aren't you glad we don't do that anymore? Yes, I am. And you know what's sad is I was hooked in a lifestyle I couldn't get unhooked from. And I took a Savior to save me. And I wasn't looking to go back. I was looking to come out. So, if you still want the things of the world and you love the things of the world, you may not have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I believe once you get to the point where the Holy Spirit has convinced you, you can't save yourself and you want to be saved from the Romans chapter 7, where Paul said, I want to do good, but I just can't stop doing bad. That's just to put it in a modern day vernacular. And you want to be saved, you get Jesus Christ, and now the Bible says you're not a slave to sin anymore. Now this curse of sin has been broken in your life, and you now can live. And it says here you've been reserved unto good works. And it's not about the works, but we should all be doing good works if we have the Holy Spirit of God in us, and we do, okay? I know, boy, these little short programs, it doesn't take much to get behind. Romans chapter 3, verse 19 says, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it says to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We've talked about this before, folks. The law will remind you of sin. But now the righteousness, verse 21, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith in Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. And that was just referring to, I believe, the Mountain of Transfiguration, where Moses and Elijah both witnessed the Savior of the world, and the Spirit of God said, hear ye him. Look, accept Christ today. We've got more to talk about. We're going to do it on the next program. Hope you'll come back and join us then. We're so glad that you came to Saturate today. And we expect to see you here again tomorrow, okay? Same time, same place. God bless you now. We love you. Bye-bye.